The day the world ends. The day the world ends, insects will sing psalms and hymns. Extinct animals will forgive the sins that killed them. And broken dreams, instead of shovels, will fill the palms of gravediggers whose secret philosophies stay unspoken until theatrical, sacrificial scenes are reenacted on Boot Hill. Mountains will move imperceptibly towards the sea, convicts escaping barren plains into horizons free of constraint or restriction, and boulders tumbled to shore will become petrified saints, crucified by cormorants, drying their wings in whispering prayers of a dying sun. On the day the world ends, we will lie together beneath the orchards of senses and stare and tremble and breathe pale dusk air as petals and leaves of moonlight's white orchids fall on our lips and eyes. And all we wished but never said, those things we knew but couldn't name, will rise from the earth around us, a swarming beatitude of bees sweeping us towards what life remains after the day the world ends.